An hour outside the capital, Dili, we're meeting smallholder cattle farmers. In a dusty yard, chickens and runty pigs scratch out for their food. The wet season has failed in this El Nino year, but an experiment to grow a forage tree crop to feed the cattle is cause for celebration. Eric Thorne-George works with the Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research on a cattle project.
When people talk about livestock in Timor-Leste, how many they own, it's more like the cattle sort of have freedom to roam wherever they want to, so you know the farmer's use of the cattle is quite limited.
What's the best quality feed that they have available to them?
Well, we've been feeding them leucina, tree legume, and they can put on up around about 0.5 to 0.6 of a kilogram a day if they're feeding straight leucina. I mean, it still relies on the farmer carrying enough food that the cattle have enough food to eat, you know, and also giving them enough water. But, yeah, if they, with this, and when they intensify things with the leucina, they can put on up to 0.6 of a kilogram a day.
Compared to what are the weight gains in the mountain cattle?
Yeah, 0.1, 0.2, yeah.
So it's a six-fold increase, increase if they're fed the right feed. Yeah. Is that useful? What sort of use can they get out of a rapidly fed cow?
More money, quicker. They've got a more saleable item in a much less period of time, so you know they get more disposable income, basically.
Okay, suppy food. So this is the leucina seeds, and these are the leucina trees.
The farmers in the Lekitsa district each have a grove of about 400 leucina trees, and they're enthusiastic about the new fodder. The cattle here are sleek, well-fed, with shiny coats.
Before it was difficult because, you know, they wanted to get forages for their animals, they had to go a long way away to cut it and to carry it, but now it's all nice and close and it's just so much easier for them. They can have a more intensified system of farming.
Eric Thorne-George has noticed the developments in East Timor.
One of the things that's established in Dili is there's a couple of butchers' shops that have opened and they're buying cattle over the scales, which hasn't been happening. So they'll pay $2.70 a kilogram live weight for an animal that's over 250 kgs. So now the farmers know that if they fatten the animal, they feed it well, get it fat, they can get a better price. So this is something we're trying to encourage them to do. So you fatten the animals, feed them well, get the weight on them, you can get a better price for them.
One of those butchers in Dili is owned by a young Timorese, Carlos Sequeira, who was raised in Melbourne. He's returned to be part of Timor's development.
To come back home and do something useful for the country. Like to help the normal butchers and train up to show how standard should be. The normal Timorese were still cutting from the Indonesian standard way, which is all just slaughtering and just cutting.
There goes the bandsaw in the back.
Yep. So they've just boned out a cow, a forequarter. Now they're just processing the forequarter and they do that and they'll clean up straight after. Similar to how you do in Australia.
Is this going to be part of food security for East Timor?
Well, it's a start, it's a beginning, so I'm happy that the government is working with me so we can implement a better standard product for our people. And I'm really happy with how it's going. Like, everything takes time, we're still a new country, but we are starting somewhere and we're working together to achieve that same goal.
Back in the village in Lekitsa, the farmers can earn more money from cattle to help the next generation.
Yeah, so school fees and also two extensions on the house, make the house bigger, so it'll just get absorbed into their daily lives.